WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
夜，一片漆黑，屋内的墙光透出铁丝网，像自由身躯被黑暗吞噬。菜地边那棵枯小的白杨树颤抖着零落的身躯。每晚如期而至的值班，伴随墙光下幽怨的入睡声，折磨我每根脆弱的神经。偶有姐妹们起夜的动静，打断我思念自由的思绪。
The name of this poem is Night Watch, and it was written by a woman named Anar Sabit, and it's about her experience in an internment camp. Sabit had been living in Canada, and she was imprisoned when she traveled back to Xinjiang after her father's death. It was suspicious that an ethnic Kazakh had traveled so much on business, or that's as close to a reason as she was given to understand. For Sabit, as for so many others, the persecution was as inexplicable as it was cruel.
I had many nights sitting alone, watching through this barbed wire window. And through the window, I can see a vegetable field. And there is a very small poplar tree, which is very common in my hometown. Further away, there is a highway. And then behind the highway is the night view of my hometown.
This poem describes a specific moment that you experienced when you were in the camps. Tell us a little bit about what that moment was.
That moment was that every one of us in the camp was assigned to do night watching. And that means that everyone had to wake up in the middle of night, stay awake for 1 or 2 hours while other people were sleeping. So yeah, it's real, and that's the truth. Night again. Pitch black gloom. The searing light in this cell would burn through the barbed wire to grasp freedom in outstretched hands. In an instant, darkness devours them, and that stunted poplar by the vegetable field trembles. Night watch. Imposed alertness at an appointed hour. The only companions, an unforgiving glare, and the fitful sounds of resentful sleep tormenting me, inflaming febrile nerves. Night watch, the stirrings of wakeful women, emits, interrupt my silent reveries for liberty. Night watch, pungent odors abuse, and threats, the common fare of our lives. But it's these relentless nights that gnaw away at faith and hope. Night watch. The barbed wire can't keep out the chill wind that flicks through the Chinese language textbook to reveal a confession, mocking evidence of impotent submission. Night watch. I turn towards the darkness and its wanton torment of the feeble poplar.
Wow. What was your thinking when you decided to sit down and try to process your feelings about your experience in the camp through poetry? Was that an immediate decision, or did it come to you in some slow way?
I wouldn't say it was an immediate decision. So first I started to write down my testimony, and then I was not sure when or if I will really publish that. And then I started to follow up what is going on in my hometown. And then I saw a lot of Chinese propaganda that's trying to deny what has happened to me. So in a way, I wanted to speak out. One day I was just, you know, thinking about the night watch time, and some words just came to my mind, and I had an idea, why don't I start to write down something. Since now I've told my stories, it feels like I have taken out a big burden on myself. It's a big relief, and I hope from now on that I can start a new chapter in my life. And that one day, if I look back, that I can be proud of myself.
Anar, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anar Sabit eventually left China, and she's living now abroad. Her poem, Night Watch, was translated for us by Jeremy Barmet. You can read Rafi Khachaturian's extraordinary reporting, Surviving the Crackdown in Xinjiang, at newyorker.com.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.